Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete Echo DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think gritty breaks, dubby reflections, dusty samples, and that feeling that the tune is already rolling before the drop even arrives. This is an intermediate sampling workflow, so we're not just throwing ambience on top of a beat. We're designing a proper DJ tool, something that mixes cleanly, carries tension, and gives the track identity from the first bar. In this style, the intro is part of the record's personality. It tells the DJ how to blend it, gives the crowd a texture shift, and sets up the main groove so the drop feels earned. We're aiming for a 16-bar intro that feels like a tunnel of concrete reflections. Hard surfaces, broken rhythm, echo tails, and a controlled low end. The vibe should be dark, deep, and useful. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere in the old-school jungle range, around 160 to 175 BPM. If you want a strong starting point, 170 BPM is a classic choice. Then create a few core tracks, one drum break audio track, one texture or sample track, a return for echo, a return for reverb, and if you want, one extra audio track for resampling the best moments later. Keep an eye on your levels while you build. A really good habit here is to leave the master peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives you room to breathe once the bass line and drop are added later. Now choose a source sample that has character but isn't too polished. A short vocal phrase, a snare stab, a metal hit, a field recording, a bit of room tone, or a chopped fragment from an old break all work well. The key is mid-range identity. You want something that still sounds interesting after filtering and echo processing. In this style, the source doesn't need to be huge. It just needs personality. Load that sample into Sampler and set it up for slicing or short playback. If the source has clear transients, slice mode is great. You can use transient slicing or 1/16 slicing depending on the material. For a more broken, old-school feel, keep the sample fairly raw and maybe set the filter to low pass with the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz to start. That way, the sound feels like it's coming through walls rather than sitting right in front of the listener. Now we build the drum foundation. Drag in a classic breakbeat and either slice it into MIDI or edit it directly as audio. The intro doesn't need a full-on drum workout yet. It needs a loop that hints at motion and groove. A simple two-bar pattern is perfect. Bar 1 can establish the core pulse, with kick and snare accents, and bar 2 can loosen up with ghost notes and a little more space. That contrast is important. A great jungle intro often feels alive because the rhythm is breathing, not because it's overloaded. Add one or two ghost hits before the snare to make the groove feel more human. Nudge a few notes slightly late if the break feels too rigid. Just a little bit of imperfection goes a long way in this style. If the break is too busy, trim it with fades or gate it a bit. If it's too stiff, pull some swing from the groove pool, but keep it subtle. You want skank and movement, not random wobble. The listener should feel the rhythm locking in, even before the bass arrives. Next, create the concrete echo texture layer. This is where the intro gets its signature. Take your chosen sample and place it on a separate track. Duplicate a short hit or phrase, and shape it into something repeatable. A solid effects chain here is EQ8, then saturator, then echo, then reverb or hybrid reverb. The EQ should remove unnecessary low end first. High pass the sample somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. Then add a little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to rough it up. After that, use echo with a delay time like dotted eighth or quarter notes, and a feedback amount somewhere in the 20 to 45% range. Darken the repeats or filter them so the echoes stay mid-range heavy and don't clutter the track. That's important. The echo should feel like a reflection, not a wash. Think concrete stairwell, tunnel wall, metal chamber, not clouds. For this style, a small number of well-placed delay throws are way more powerful than putting delay on everything. Use the return tracks for echo and reverb if you want more control, and send only selected hits into them. That gives you a classic dubby feel and keeps the intro flexible. Now for one of the most important steps, resampling. Once you've got a few good echo throws, a few break fragments, and maybe a nice filtered hit, record them back into a new audio track. This is where the sampling workflow really comes alive. You're not just stacking effects. You're turning the process into new source material. Record 2 to 4 bars of your best moments. Then chop that audio into new accents or mini phrases. You might find a delay tail that lands rhythmically in a perfect spot, or a distorted transient that becomes a new hit. Maybe you catch a little burst of room reflection that sounds like a signature detail. Those accidental moments are gold in jungle production. After resampling, clean it up if needed with warp, then shape it further with auto filter, redux for extra grime, or utility to check stereo width and mono compatibility. This step makes the intro feel like it evolved naturally from the sound itself, which is a big part of the old-school sampling mindset. Now arrange the intro with purpose. Don't just loop sound design and hope it works. Think in phrases. A good structure might be something like this. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere and sparse break movement. Bars 5 to 8 bring in a stronger drum loop and the first echo throws. Bars 9 to 12 introduce resampled accents and more filter movement. And bars 13 to 16 give you the final pre-drop push. A really effective trick is to keep one or two recognizable anchors returning every few bars. Maybe a dry snare hit that comes back every 4 bars. Maybe a reversed swell before bar 9 or bar 13. Maybe one short stab that repeats with different echo settings. That creates identity and gives the listener something to latch onto. When you're shaping the arrangement, think about density as a story. Start with one rhythmic idea, then increase interest through variation, not just by adding more layers. Jungle and old school DNB love movement, but they also love space. Leave room for anticipation. Now automate the life out of it, but subtly. Open auto filter gradually over 8 bars. Increase echo feedback only in the final couple of bars. Push the reverb send on a few selected hits, then pull it back. Nudge the saturator drive if you want the texture to feel like it's gain pressure. You can even automate utility width, keeping the texture wider at the start, and then narrowing it before the drop. That closing in effect can make the release feel much heavier. A great rule here is that if the intro feels flat, don't immediately add another loop. Try changing the space around the sound first. Shorter delay. Darker repeats. Narrower width. Different filter movement. Often that's enough to make the section feel like it's evolving instead of just stacking. Now let's protect the low end. This is huge in DNB. If the intro is crowded in the low frequencies, the drop won't hit as hard. High pass anything that isn't supposed to carry bass. That includes most samples, echoes, and textures. Keep sub information out unless you really mean it. Check mono regularly with utility, especially on wide textures. If the center starts getting messy, narrow the layer and keep the core rhythmic elements strong and focused. For the break itself, a light touch of drum bus can help it cut through. A little drive, maybe a little transient push, can add presence without overcooking it. If the hits feel soft, that's often better solved by tightening the sample at the source rather than overprocessing later. As you get close to the drop, the last one or two bars should feel like the room is being pulled forward. This is your handoff. Use a final echo throw, a reverse swell, a short fill, or even a brief drop to silence before the main groove lands. That contrast is powerful. Sometimes muting the main break for half a bar and letting the delay ring out can create more impact than adding more and more elements. If your drop starts with bass and drums together, make sure the intro isn't already occupying the same space. If the drop begins with a bass, call and response, leave a hole in the intro so that first bass phrase has somewhere to land. The intro should be setting the stage, not standing in the spotlight. Once you've got the section working, print it or resample it and audition it like a DJ would. Ask yourself, does it mix cleanly? Can I count the phrases easily? Does it feel like an actual opening section? Or just a loop with effects? Does it still sound good on a second listen? Those questions matter, because this kind of intro is supposed to be useful in a set, not just cool in isolation. Do a mono check as well. If the core of the intro disappears in mono, pull back on width tricks or reinforce the center with a more stable rhythmic layer. And always compare your intro against reference records, not to copy them, but to check whether the energy curve feels believable in the jungle and DNB world. A few common mistakes to avoid here: too much low end in the intro, too much reverb washing out the groove, breaks that are too perfectly quantized, echo throws on every hit, and no real phrasing. Also, watch out for stereo effects that collapse badly in mono. The intro should feel mixable, not fragile. If you want to push the darker, heavier side of this sound, use saturator or drum bus lightly on resampled echoes to make them feel a bit more hardware bounced. Try redux on a texture layer for a crunchy underground edge. Add a very quiet room tone or metal field recording under the break for industrial character. And if you really want that uneasy movement, a tiny amount of frequency shifter can make reflections feel unstable without calling attention to itself. Here's a strong practice challenge. Build a 16-bar concrete echo intro from a single sample. Pick one source, slice it in simpler, make a 2-bar break loop with ghost notes, process the sample with a Q8, saturator, and echo, Automate the filter over the first 8 bars, then resample the best echo moment into a new track. Chop that resample into accents and place them in bars 9 through 16. End with a simple fill or echo throw into the drop point. Then check mono, trim the low end, and make sure it can mix cleanly. If you do this well, you won't just have an intro. You'll have a proper DJ tool with mood, movement, and identity. In jungle and old school DNB, that's the difference between a track that just starts and a track that steps into the room with attitude. All right, let's move on and build that tunnel.